Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on October 6, 1978. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky all about the trees is becoming like a photo of shimmering white. I have a sense of great urgency. I can't explain it. I can see now a lady coming directly through the sky over her statue. She's coming forward quite fast. She's not walking. Our Lady looks so beautiful. She's gliding forward, and behind her are several angels, four angels. They're all carrying, I thought they were bowls or, let me see, they're bowls, yes, in their hands. And as Our Lady's coming forward, they're throwing, I don't know what it is, they're casting out of the bowls. It looks like dirt or something, not incense. Now Our Lady is coming down quite close over her statue. She's so beautiful. Our Lady has on a pure white gown, very long and full, with a gold belting about her waist, and she has a most beautiful mantle of a deep blue. It's a very deep blue with gold all about the outside, trimming of about, I would say, an inch around the outside. Our Lady is smiling. Oh, she has her beautiful large crown on her head. Oh, how beautiful. The Fatima crown, the big one that's rounded on both sides. Oh, she looks so beautiful. It's coming down close on her forehead to her eyebrows. It's a very heavy crown, but made of gold and beautiful, inset with stones. Our Lady now is taking her rosary from about her waist like this. The sash on Our Lady's dress is a beautiful gold. It's like a belting she has, almost like a braiding about her waist. And she's extending now the crucifix of her beautiful rosary and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is looking all about her. She has a smile on her face. It's a sad smile. I don't understand. It's the feeling, the emotion is very serious. I know Our Lady has some great heartache this evening. Now Our Lady is motioning to me. She is placing her first finger to her lips. My child and my children, I come to you with a heavy heart. I have been watching the acceleration of the evil upon earth, and I realize without a doubt that many have rejected, refused to accept the message from heaven. Unless they remove the blindness from their hearts and open their eyes to what is happening, I can no longer hold back the terrible warning and chastisement. One will follow the other. I cannot hold back this chastisement from mankind. My child and my children, you wonder now of the happenings in Rome. Much that has happened has taken place because too few have cared to pray and do penance for the priesthood. One day, all will be made known to mankind. I have come to you as a mediatrix between God and man in the will of the Eternal Father to warn you, O priest in my son's church, his house upon earth, that you must turn back and start again. Lucifer is in Rome. His army comes as 666 among you. He has been a murderer from the beginning. My children, man has fallen very low without grace, even consorting to murder. My children, a conclave shall start, and without prayers, you will receive one on the seat of Peter, one with dark spirits consorting with the devil. My child, I must caution you now for your protection to control the impulse to tell all. Much must remain now in your heart for your own protection. My children, you must understand, your country, the United States, will become involved and be asked to send more young to be slaughtered in foreign lands. You must not follow that calling. It will be useless. My children, the end days shall become most difficult for many. So many souls are falling away from the faith. My mother's heart is torn. I ask all who have received the grace to hear the message from heaven, to go forward as disciples of my son in these latter days. Many graces shall be given to others in order to receive the light from heaven for the world. We place a heavy burden upon the few, but carry this as my son did his cross, and your reward shall be great in heaven. Many victim souls shall be chosen from among the little ones, those who have pure hearts and belief. I have cautioned the priests, the hierarchy in my son's church, to remove their pride and arrogance from their beings and their hearts. Their way has become a way of the world, governed by man and not by his God. This new way will only lead to total destruction of not only the souls, but the body. The pages of John's writings, the apocalypse, the revelations are turning faster and faster. Man controls the speed of his destruction. Your country, my child, the United States, and many countries of the world have become paganized. My son's church upon earth shall go through a great crucible of suffering with chaos. The good shall be called the bad, and the bad shall be glorified. It will not be easy, my children, to remain upon the narrow road. You have been given many graces to retain you. Wear your sacramentals and protect your children. Your home must be a fortress against evil. My children, I ask that a constant vigil of prayer be conducted throughout your country and all of the nations of earth. The time is fast approaching when many nations shall disappear from the earth. War is a punishment for the sins of mankind. Man cannot live without his God, for he will die both spiritually and physically. You must read your book of life and love, the Bible, and you will not be lost. You will understand the approach of the end days. I give you now, as I gave you in the past to all mankind, two sacramentals for your redemption. The beads of prayer, your rosary, and the scapula, the brown cloth of life everlasting. Where then, my children, protect your families and your children. The end for man shall come like a thief in the night, fast upon you, without warning. However, as I said unto you in the past, I will repeat again. My children of light, those who accept and believe shall not be caught unprepared and without warning. Now, Our Lady is taking her rosary from about her waist, extending it out like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, I can see the sky. It seems to be opening up behind Our Lady, and there are many, many nuns and clerics coming forward. They're dressed in all different types of habits. Their headpieces, I know they're nuns, but I don't recognize all the headpieces. They're quite different. Some are very large, look like white wings. That's the way they're out from the sides of their heads. And others have little bonnets, like sun bonnets. but they're all dressed in very dignified looking habits. The women's gowns are completely to the ground. I can see black shoes on about five nuns standing by Our Lady on her right side, our left side. Now they're all taking from their waists large black rosaries. The nuns have black rosaries, and they're extending them out like this with the crucifix in front of them. Now they are taking the crucifix and placing it to their lips, kissing the corpus. Our Lady is looking all about her now, and she's extending the rosary again, holding it up. Now Our Lady is kissing the beautiful golden crucifix of her rosary. Our Lady now is motioning with her finger to listen. My child and my children, I ask that no variations be made on the process of speaking and telling the beads. St. Michael's, the Archangel, and the prayer given to the children will be sufficient. Neither add to nor detract from the beads. Now Our Lady is moving back, and she has the rosary in both her hands now and extending them out like this. The rosary is dangling from both her hands, and in her right hand she also has a scapula. It has a brown cording and two big, I see no pictures on them, they're like two big squares of brown material. I don't know the consistency of it, but I can see it's a very deep brown, dark brown. Our Lady is smiling and nodding. Be seated now, my child.
How many?
Three.
The sky all about the trees is becoming a deep pink, a beautiful, warm pink. I can't describe the coloring of this. It's a color pink that I have never seen in anything on earth. It's absolutely beautiful. Now the rays of the pink coloring are diffusing in slant-like formation towards the center of the sky, as though they were being drawn right from the trees. Brilliant rays of pink light. Oh, and directly over Our Lady's statue, high in the sky, I can see Jesus coming forward. I believe he's alone. I don't see anyone behind him. He's coming forward quite fast. As he approaches, he's becoming more, I can see him better. Before, he looked like a little statue in the sky when he first arrived. Now, he's floating forward. Jesus doesn't walk, he floats. It's though he has no weight, or he's just carried on the air or something. He's coming forward now. Oh, Jesus has on a deep beige color. It's a little darker than I've seen before. Gown, it's well belted with a cord-like sash made of, I believe it's some kind of animal skin. It looks like a rope made from animal skin. And his he has a cape, a deep reddish burgundy color cape, and it's tied about his neck with a gold twisted braided type of cord. And Jesus's hair is blowing very freely. Like I notice, I often wonder, his hair looks reddish-brown, but I don't know, the light is so brilliant, if it's a reflection from his cape, or that is whether that's the true color of his hair. Jesus is smiling. He thinks that's quite comical, I guess. Now he is reaching out now, this, placing his hand in front of him with his three fingers extended like this. And he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is looking all about him. He looks very serious this evening, though he, when he turns back, he smiles very beautifully and kind, but he looks upset. Now he is placing his first finger to his lips, which means to listen. My child, I realize the great strain upon your physical body this past week. I do not intend to tax you any farther with a long discourse on the state and events of Rome. I must warn you, though, that you must listen and obey completely the directive of my mother for silence in certain areas of the message. It is, my child, for your protection. You must not seek to question any of this directive. It is a great test of patience for you, my child, to be silent. I must admonish all bishops and cardinals that again, without prayer and determined efforts for penance, their minds will remain clouded. Their involvement in the world of Satan will make them fair game for his plan, the plan of Lucifer, to capture the seat of Peter. Already, the next one has been chosen. Needless to say, my child and my children, your newspapers and medias of communication are controlled. Yes, a man of dark secrets and spirit will be placed upon the seat of Peter. Those who have the light know a true vicar, but those who are in darkness will work for Lucifer. Judases in my church, my house, robbers within my house, selling out for 30 pieces again. I say unto you, you will be allowed your time. The Eternal Father, in his merciful heart, allows you time to change and come back. Have you not had enough indications and signs from the bad fruits you have produced? I must warn you now to tread carefully in the next days, for murderers are among you, and Lucifer has been a murderer from the beginning. O ye of little faith, pride and arrogant in worldly knowledge, but you have closed the door to my sheep, scattered them, become traitors to the seed of Peter. I say unto you, you cannot understand with all of your knowledge and your pride the ways of the Eternal Father. There is a plan for each and every one of you in heaven. You shall receive a just punishment for your arrogance, your apostasy, and your destruction of souls. I repeat again, you will seek for the seed of Peter, a man of justice. Politics and money shall not guide you as it has in the past. You will seat in the seat of Peter a man of piety, a man who has not extinguished the faith, and a man who accepts the truth from the beginning, not seeking change. I say unto you, my pastors, hierarchy and priests of all nations, you will follow the rules as given through countless earth years. My church, my house has been set up upon earth. I gave the direction. It was a simple way. And you have entered upon the wide road to damnation. Many mitres shall fall into hell. But sadly, they will take others with them. The justice of the Eternal Father has charity, gives hope. However, you cannot compromise the faith. You cannot compromise with evil. There is no middle road between good and evil. I have asked you in the past to refrain from rebuilding my church into a church for man. I am the foundation. I have set down the rules. And of all the disobedient cries of disobedience against my little ones, it is you who are disobedient to your God. It is you who have been disobedient to the vicars I sent to you. And it is you who have murder in your heart. My children, my little ones, do not be afeared by my words. I speak to my pastors. But pray for them. My children, Lucifer has set much woe upon the earth and in Rome. But I want you, my children, to understand that all will be good for those of well spirit. These days that are upon you will look forward for in the hearts of many past saints now in heaven with us. But from this era, many Latter-day Saints shall come forth. My children, go forward in the days ahead with patience, with hope, with charity in your heart. Pray constantly. The prayers do not have to be typed nor read, but speak from your heart in the Spirit. There is much confusion and chaos set upon the world by Lucifer. But if you understand, my clergy, that Lucifer is now upon earth with his agents, you will understand why many have become blinded. The power of Satan is great. You will use all measures to safeguard your souls and the souls of those you love. Sacramentals, the Eucharist, the doors have not been barred to you. Come to me at the tabernacles of the world and I will refresh you. There is hope for mankind. My mother brings you this hope. The warning she gives to you in love and charity, as only a mother could express her love and her heart to you. Do not cast her away. Do not turn from her. But seek and you will be given the way. Believe and you will understand what my mother is saying. Do not be prideful, my hierarchy. Admit when you make a mistake. Admit and start again. You owe nothing to the world and man, but you will stand before the Eternal Father. He will chastise those he loves, but he wants you to be humble of heart. Admit your mistakes and start over. I cry to you, tears of anguish fall upon mankind, for you do not know what you are doing. You are fast onto a road of damnation for many. There are many dead souls walking in living bodies now. Whatever shall become of my straying sheep? Pray now, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. Do not become prideful in your mission upon earth, for much is expected of you now. For those who have many graces, much shall be expected of them. Now Jesus is looking all about him. He looks very sad. Now he's pointing up to the sky on his right side. He's placing his hand out like this. And Our Lady is coming forward. She looks so fragile, almost like a little girl, so beautiful. Our Lady is coming forward and she's extending with her right hand her rosary. The beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Mary beads. They're just beautiful. Our Lady now is turning and she's looking back over her right shoulder, and coming forward I can see all the nuns and priests again, and I also see two, they must be popes, in larger tiaras on their heads. And Our Lady is nodding yes. Pius the 10th, Pius the 11th, and now she's pointing over by Jesus among the angels, Pius the 12th. Oh, they look just beautiful. They're all dressed in white with gold trim. They have white slippers on too. I see them very clearly. Oh, I see Pius the 10th. He's very happy. Oh. They're all now, their hands, I notice they're moving their hands now, and they're holding crosiers, you know, like a hook cane, one of those long things with the hooks on the top, crosiers, the bishop's staff, and they're smiling. They're made of gold. Oh, they're so beautiful. I know they must be solid gold, the staves. Now they're all looking over to Our Lady and Jesus. Our Lady now has come over and she's standing at Jesus' right side. Now Our Lady is nodding to Jesus, and Our Lady now is taking the crucifix from her rosary and extending it out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is touching his lips. Remember, my child, our caution to you. Much must remain in secret for the time being.
We've been listening to a taped recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on October 6th, 1978. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.